Weiter in Shasma Vabasa Daf Lamet. Begin Machaf Tesma Bez Badabah. I'm going to pay 7 lines up from the bottom. First one in a line. There have been a whole slew of stories now that are going to come up. Circumstances are going to come up until Lamet Dalet on a base. So, buckle your seatbelts and here we go. There was one who came to his friend and he said, my boy is behind Besa. What are you doing in my house? This is my house. I'm really back to him. What do you mean? Minach Zvinte. I bought it from you. And I ate it the amount of time, you know, I've been here for like the amount of time you need it prefers a chazaka. Rashi says, Rashbam. I lost a shtar. You didn't, you know, come against me. She's daher. Bishtai that I should hold on to my shtar. It's 3 years. I've ever chazaka. Amalei. So the original owner came and he said, Rashi is our heir, the one who was arguing with him, Spam, sorry. So I was living in the inner part of the house. Rashi says, Bachadarma Pnimiyam Haisa, Iker Dirasi, Hesirasi, Vaisi Over, Derech Alecha, Umishtamishimach, Bebeisachitzon, Shedarta Bo, Birshusi, Lakachta Machisa. I was never, you know, came and rebelled against you because I was living in the inside. Also, came from Rav Nachman to ask, what do we do? Amalei says to him, Zil Barur Achilasach. Go and prove that you were here. He's talking about, we'll call the squatter here. Rashi says, Have Edim, bring Edim, Shadar to Babai Savatcha, Gumasham, that you lived there for 3 years. Below Oso Shabayimach, not this guy who came over here who's trying to, you know, pull Shtag, they say that was his. Kigin Kol Cheska's Gimelshanim, like the din of all Cheska Gimelshanim, She Sarech Lahavi Edim, Shisigba Chazaka Gemura. You have to bring Edim, the other Chazak over there. Now, Rava says, Armalei Rava. Rava said this, that was Rav Nachman. Rava, though, comes along and he says, Hacha, do you know what is that? Halacha? Hamotzi b'chaver l'ra'ah. We know somebody wants to go ahead and be motzi from his friend, that you want to take something out of his friend's thing, all of a raya. It's on you to bring a raya, meaning that this guy is a chazak for Gimel Shanim. The Ma'ar is coming and saying, no, it's really mine. Let him bring the raya over here. What's going on? V'rami de Rava. Adarava, from Adarav Nachman, Adarav Nachman. They actually argue on themselves. How do we see that? Dehahu, beep, turn the page on and off. Dehahu, there was a guy. Darmelel Chavir, the came along and he says to his friend, Kol Nichsei Debei Bar Sisin Mezabinelach. All the property of the Bar Sisin I am selling to you. Rashbam says, I'm selling all the property that I bought from a guy named Bar Sisin. But there was a particular land that this owner had, and the guy who was selling everything that he had, the Haver Mikre Debei Bar Sisin. It was called Debei Bar Sisin. That's what the name of it. And the question is, why was it called that? Rashi says Kach Karan Lo Re'en Yadua Im Kano Mi Bei Bar Sisin. Did he buy it from Bar Sisin? Elufikach Nikre Is Kain. That's what it's called. And therefore, he was like selling it to him. Or Kach Shema Me'olam, or that was just stam what its name was. V'Yerusha Lo Me'avosav, it's Yerusha from him and from his fathers, and therefore he doesn't have to give it over. Amar Le'ei, so the seller says to Abaya, Halav Debei Bar Sisin he. He says, man, this land is not something I bought from Bar Sisin's lands, from his stuff. Yekuyu Demekario Debei Bar Sisin. It's just that's the name that it's called. Also came from Nachman, and he kept it in the land. He kept it by the buyer. Whoa, it seems to be the opposite of what happened here. Rashi says, Kinva first, Rashbam. He's saying that the burden of proof is on the seller to prove that this was not one of the lands that he got from Bar Sisin. Interesting. Ok, maybe they did Lokeach. My bad, I said it wrong. He put it in the hands of the buyer. So now, Amalei Rava says, do you know, is that the halacha? How much is the raya? We know the halacha is the one to be the raya. So unless the buyer can actually prove it, then the land should remain by the seller, which is the flip. Kasha the Rava, Kasha the Nachman and Rachman. Each one is saying the opposite of what they said on the previous Amud. It says Gemara, the Rava, Lokasha, and Kasha. Because Hassam Mocher Koy B'Nichsei, there by the case of Bar Sisin, why does the seller have the right, so to speak? Because it's a seller who's on the property, right? He's the one who has it over there. But Hacha Lokeach Koy B'Nichsei, but over here, in the first case we brought with the squatter, It's the buyer who's on the property. And Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Amilu Kasha, came into Amar Lay to be Bar Sisan, because since the seller told him that he was selling all the stuff of Bar Sisan, Bikari the Bar Sisan, and this thing is called a property of Bar Sisan, Alei Di Dei Rami Legaluye. Rav Nachman is saying it's on the seller to now show the love de Vei Bar Sisan. That is actually not from Bar Sisan. Avalacha lo ye ella de nakit shtara. But here in the first case of Nachman saying that let it be no better than if the one who's there was holding onto a shtar. Don't we say shtarcha v'kum b'nichse? Don't we tell this guy to validate this shtar, be mekayim that shtar, and then you could have the thing. And here also we would say that, you know, you have this 3-year property that's coming, is being contested here. Prove your chazaka in order to go ahead to get it. Fine. Next. There's a guy who said to his friend, my boy's by Besa. What are you doing in this house? Now, this is mine. Rashbam says, Shakol Yodin Shashalihoya. Everyone knows that this is mine. So Amalei, so the squatter says, Minach Zavante, what do you mean? I bought it from you. And I used it for the chazaka at the time. I was here for 3 years. So there is an owner who comes and speaks up and he says, I was in the markets that like far out, the far out markets during these 3 years. I didn't even know that you were here. The Rashbam started to get long. The Rashbam explains that we're talking about he was in a faraway land in a place where they didn't have a lot of caravans that were found over there. And therefore, he doesn't know about the fact in the first place that this even happened. So the only time the chazaka works is if the guy is over there, and he could have known he didn't protest, but he wasn't there in the first place doing the work. So the guy says to him, the squatter says, that each year you would come, and you came to the city for 30 days. So clearly, you actually did know about this. You didn't say anything. So he says back to him, Talasin Yomi. All these 30 days, I was dealing with shuk stuff. I didn't realize that you were actually here. Rashi says, "Limkor schorasi v'liknos acheres," like to buy, to sell, sell to buy. That's shadar bebesi. Goin sheyesh lo bayis acher ba'osair. He has another house in that city. She haya misaskin sham kol hayim yom. He was there for all those particular days. Rava said, of it inish tachot lasin yomim, tar b'shuka. It makes sense. It's normal for a person to be busy with the entire days in the shuk over there. And the original owner, we believe him that he never knew about it. And therefore, he gets his house back. Hahuda Amar Leil Chaver, the guy says to his friend, my boys by Ara, what are you doing in my land? This is my land. What are you doing here in my land? And this case, we're going to see on Omid Beis, the Rashbam spells out that the one who's challenging didn't have a raya, that he was actually the original owner. Except for the fact the guy admits to it, as we'll see. So he says, what are you doing? So he says back to him, the squatter says, Miplan Yizvinte. Zvinto, what do you mean? I bought this from so-and-so. The Amar Li, the Zav Naminach, who said to me that he bought it from you. Amar Li, so the one who's coming to challenge this whole thing, he says, At lav komodis. Do you not admit that? Beep, turn the page on my base. Dai ara didihi, and this land was actually mine at some point, right? And that the guy got it from me and sold it to you. Vatlo zvinta minai, and you didn't buy it from me. Zil, so get out of here. Lav bal davarim didiat. You're not the one who I have to be dealing with over here, right? Because I'm the original owner, therefore I have to go and deal with this other guy. Amarava, who says, Dina Karmale, he's telling him the actual halacha, and he actually gets back his possession over here. Ahud Amale Lechavir is a guy who says to his friend, my boy's by Ara, what are you doing in this land? What are you doing in this land? He had Edom, this guy was coming and challenging, he had Edom who could say that he once owned it. So Amale, so the squatter says to him, I bought this from so-and-so, Miplanyasvini, Vachalte Shnei Chazaka, and it was there for 3 years during the Chazaka. Amale, so the guy challenging says, Planya Gazlano, is that guy who you just quoted? You see, you got it from? That guy's a Gazlan. Rashi says, Besadazu Shabimani Gazla. You go, this guy who sold it to you, he was a squatter on my land. Therefore, he's not allowed to sell to you. Amale, Isli Sadi. But I have Edom that will say, that I came and I dealt with you about this, I spoke to you about it. to go that was going to buy this field. Rashi says, no, atzti, I actually came for advice by you. Ve'amart li zil zvin. And you said to me, go ahead, buy it, which means that you're clearly not the owner. That's the story, right? Zil zvin, Rashi says, lech kenei. Amar le'ei, so the guy says, the one's challenging this back to the squatter. Hasheni noachli, the second one, aka you, is easier for me to go and deal with if I want to take you to court. Rashi says, ata noachli larivimcha, letzia mimcha biden. I know that you're gonna tie the yid, and I can take you to court, and it's gonna be easy to deal with. Harishon kashimenu, but the first one, is really hard to deal with. So therefore, yeah, why don't you give me advice to buy it? Advice to buy it, so I could kick you off the land. Amarav says, dina kamale. Taka, we do believe him in such a case. He's telling him the din. Keman, now who is Rava going like? Ke Admon, he's going according to Admon. That's not, we learned in a Mishnah Ksuvus. Ha'or El Sada, if someone goes on, there's an error, there's a challenge on a field. This is what the guy says, this doesn't really belong to you. V'chosam Aleb Eid, but he signed as an aid, as a witness. This is a sticky situation over here because you're having a guy who's coming in this squatter in this land, and someone's challenging that. But the one who's challenging it, he himself is signed on an aid on something that says that this guy who he's yelling at now is saying it's not true that he's a scam artist. He signed on his shtar that it really does belong to him. Right, so he's saying that the seller stole the field from him and sold it to this guy, even though the one who's challenging is one of the aidim that signed on this document of the sale. So the fact that he did such a thing, do we now know that this guy, like, how do we deal with this? Admon says, Hasheni noach li marishon kashe menu. Listen, he says that the second guy is easy for me to deal with, taking the bees and everything, but the first one, he's a real tough cookie. Rashi says, he's good for you, therefore I signed on it. They said, no, once he signed in that document over there, like it was a good sale or something, that means he's forfeiting his rights to this field. He can no longer have the field. And for the Gemara, field is the Rabbanon. You could even say that the rule of Rava is going to the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, that Hasam Ovid Le'ei Maisa. There, in the case of the Mishnah, when he signs his deed over here, he's doing an action, a Maisa. That's pretty straightforward saying that he doesn't own it. But here, by Rava's case, he's just speaking words, just giving advice. And therefore, that's not enough of evidence because of inish to mikri v'amer. A person will once in a while say something that might go ahead and go against his particular, his rights. He's undermining his rights over there. Now, another story time. Ahu Damele Lechaver, this guy says to his friend, my boys, Mahayar, what are you doing in this land over here? Samarli says, what do you mean, says the squatter? Miplanya Zavinta, I bought it from this guy, Vachaltiu Shnei Chazaka, and I used it for 3 years. Vachazaka, Samarli, so the challenger came and he said, Planya Gazlanu, this guy's a thief. He couldn't sell it to you. Samarli says back to him, Vaha Isli Sadi. Rav Edom was going to say that Asis Beorta, you came at night, last night, Vamartali, and you said, Zvinin Alei, and you said, sell me the land. Now, if the land really belonged to you, then why would you pay? Right? You should have just taken me to court. So Amalei says to Amina, I said, Ezbundinai, I'm going to buy what's mine, and I'm going to buy what really belongs to me. The Rashbam explains that what's he saying? He's saying, Amayti Belibi, it's an Amina Levinsman Dina. Amayti Belibi, said in my heart, totally liknos bidamim, me'atam. I'd rather pay a little bit of money, the karka, haru'uyali, that really is mine, v'lo l'chorach v'lo v'lo, not to have to deal with Dina over here. Amarava, of it, inish, the zavin Dina, it's only for a person to buy what is really his in order to have to deal with other issues. Right? And that's what, again, the Rashbam goes and he spells out that, someone who's like going out of the business over here would rather pay to get what really belongs to him than to become in a whole long type of battle. There was a guy who said to his friend, my boy is probably right over in this land. He said to him, Yipalni is vina v'chalti yushlein shchazak. I bought it from Ploni and I've been there for 3 years. He says to him, Vaha, Nikita shtar, but I'm holding a shtar to his property saying, there's not really a name that I bought it from him. The one that you're saying sold it to you. Ha arba shani, 4 years ago, right? Since he sold me the land first, it can't be that he later sold it to you, and you yourself are saying that you didn't buy the field from me. So your chazaka is actually meaningless because it's not coming along with a viable claim. So Amalei, since the squatter said to him, Mi savich de chazaka? You think when I said that I used the field for the years of chazaka, Mi savich de chazaka? Tlas shani kamina. I meant to say I was there for 3 years. Shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I mean that I used the land for many more years of chazaka. Right, so the guy challenging says, I'm a lay, v'han nikita shtar, but I have a shtar over here that says, the zabni lay mine, that I bought it from him, the one that you're saying sold it to you. Ha arba shani. I did it 4 years ago. He sold the land to me first, therefore he couldn't sell it to you afterwards. And not only that, but you admitted that you didn't buy the field from me, so your chazaka is working worth anything now because it's not brought by a claim. So Amalei says back to him, the squatter, he says, Mi savich de chazaka? You think when I said that I'm there for the years of chazaka, Talas shani kamina, I meant that I was there for 3 years? Shnei chazaka tuva kamina, I meant that I was there for many years of chazaka. I'm there for many years of chazaka. And Rava says, Avide inchi de kari l'shnei tuva shnei chazaka. It's known for people that say many different types of years for years of chazaka, and therefore he gets hold on to it. Vahani mili, these words are what? The achla sheva. That is where the guy who's the squatter used the land for 7 years, the kadam chazaka de hai l'shtarach hach, that the squatter's 3 years of chazaka is before the document of the challenger here. Beep, turn the page. Aval shis, but if the occupant, the squatter, used the land for only 6 years, then he's got to go leave. Because there's another greater racha than this. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.